This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks here with Todd Coonan and Cal behind the glass. We are set forth here to do a really fun show. Welcome to our entertaining, informative, interesting show that's better than the alien shows out there. At least my opinion.
Better than the alien.
Oh, she's setting a tall standard.
Not only that, I took a side road from what Fred usually says, because I just can't emulate him. I cannot. We miss you, Fred. Want you back. We'll see you next week. And until then, we're going to talk about the law, right?
Well, you know, look, if we want to go ahead and follow what the title of the show is.
All right.
Twist my arm. But we got fun and games, too.
We do. And we also have the boring disclaimers. You want to do a little disclaimer here, Todd?
Okay, disclaimers. Please, if you have an issue that you are listening to this show about, do not take anything that we say as concrete legal advice that is sufficient for your case. Seek an attorney of your own choosing who can give you the individualized and specially tailored advice that you deserve for a fee that you probably don't deserve to pay, but we'll have to pay anyway. But yes, do not quote Radio Law Talk in court. Don't go in and say, well, Todd Coonan said on Radio Law Talk, you can quote Radio Law Talk around the dinner table and at family gatherings to refute any evidence or scientific evidence or expert witnesses from the infamous they, as in they said, or a study was done.
I heard.
You can refute that by saying, well, on Radio Law Talk, they said.
Yes.
That, you go ahead and quote us till you're blue in the face there, but just not in court. Get a lawyer.
Yeah, only to close family members that you wish to
either
entertain or fool.
Shame with their lack of knowledge.
Yes.
So we're having a lot of fun today because Case or No Case has an interesting twist today. And what is that, Cal?
Well, the interesting twist is this one is double points. And, Todd, if you like, you may put points at risk. You may do and it's double points. It's double. So if you've got, let me just look at these scores.
Why do you do this to me?
Well, because I like you. I want to help you. You have 16 points, and Denise has 27 points. That's why I'm trying to, you know, throw you a bone here. Fred, of course, has 18, and that's where he'll stay. So, do you wish to put any points at risk, Mr. Coonan? You can do up to 5, by the way.
I can do up to 5
up to
points.
5 points.
Is that 5? So, if that 5 points and then it's doubled, so like up to 10?
That's correct.
So theoretically, if I get this right, I could go from 16 to 26.
Theoretically. Or you could go from 16. You could go from 16 to 11.
Let me ask a question. What is the point total that we are capping this at? As in, if you get this many points, you win.
I think we did 100, but we can go to 50 this time. I don't care.
We're actually working toward winning a wonderful spaghetti dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
From your beautiful bride,
yes.
Donna.
Her spaghetti is the best.
Yes.
It is the best.
Okay, so it's
world.
A spaghetti
and
dinner.
And I share, by the way, so you guys all have an interest in me winning.
So it's a spaghetti dinner, and we're going to go to 50 points. Is that what we're doing?
I think 50.
So Denise is already halfway.
She's
there.
Halfway there.
So I have to risk something, is what you're saying to me.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I'm going to. Just to make it really fun here, I'm going to risk, if you get to 26, then I'm going to risk 2.
But wait a second. But we gotta choose before we hear the question.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's right. That's
fair.
Why I've just said too.
Double Jeopardy. Yep. Yeah. Just like Double
and
Jeopardy.
And I watched Jeopardy to verify that you are exactly right. They have to do the risk before they hear the question.
Exactly
okay.
Right.
So you know what? I adhere to the go big or go home. I'm gonna put up 5 points and try to turn that into 10.
So now I have a question. If I'm putting up 2, and it's a double win, does that mean a double loss too?
Yep.
Oh, so if you put up 2, you could go from 26 to 22.
Yes.
I theoretically could go for, or actually probably will go from 16 to 6.
This makes it fun.
I love it. Okay, so are you ready to do this?
You know the odd thing about this is if you did that again next hour, theoretically, if Denise lost this time and lost next time, Fred, without being here, could actually pull into the lead.
Take the lead. That's right.
And that's what makes it interesting.
He'd be excited about that opportunity.
Yes,
too.
Yes. He's listening right now going, oh, yes.
Yeah, do it. Come
that's
on.
Why
do
my
it.
Phone's not blowing up.
All right, so here we go.
Now it's time to play Case
and I'm first,
or No
Case. Oh, gosh.
All right, I will lay this out to you. This comes under the category of Watch What You Say. A door greeter and sometimes food service worker at an undisclosed location of a Walmart store was unhappy. First, he was an old guy working at Walmart, so how happy can he be?
I don't know, it depends on the garbage.
Deal with that.
It's discriminatory. You think I would know something like that?
But seriously, people at Walmart called him the old man, and they also called him the old food guy. He said that he didn't like that. He said, people call me the old man at home, but that's okay. They can get away with it at home. But you cannot call me the old man at work. It's against the law. It's age discrimination, and I'm going to sue you and... He decided to do something about it, and so Todd, I asked
you. Oh, no! Come on!
Well, it's your turn to go first, is it not? And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, Case, or an old guy and old food guy.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna answer this specific to the way you laid it out. Okay, I'm going to say that it is a case, and he did decide to do something about it. There you go.
Okay, but what was the...
now I got to... Oh, great. I am going to say that, oh gosh, here.
5 points, 10 points,
I should have known
that
it put this up like this. But it was going to, okay. I feel like the guy from Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon, he played Leo Getz. Okay, I got it. Don't go through the drive through. So what I'm going to say here is that this is a case.
Okay
so right. This is a case.
All right.
And by the way, if I only get half of it right,
you get 2.5 points. Well, I'll round you up to 3.
And is that double to 5?
That is the double.
Okay.
Because you get 1 point, so we're going up. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say that this is a case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that cooler heads prevail. Whatever he threatened to do, cooler heads prevail, and Walmart threw him a bone to appease him. But I don't think that it was a judicial or court determination that got there. I just think Walmart eventually said, all right, stop calling him the old man.
All right. Denise, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, you said that it was watch out for what you say. Is that what you said initially?
That was my setup line.
Watch out for what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing that comes to mind is that who said these things? They're actually other employees of Walmart. So would he sue Walmart or would he sue these individuals themselves? And is that type of discrimination one that which Walmart could be liable for on behalf of its employees? Because its employees are now working for Walmart.
So you're asking, as a legal doctrine, is a company responsible for what its employees do or say?
Right. And so when you said watch out for what you say, I basically said, watch out for who you sue. Because perhaps the wrong person was sued. So, say that the old man wins just to make it fun.
Let's make it interesting, huh?
Yes. because I'm with that old man.
Well, me too, frankly. Like I said, how happy can it be? He's a greeter at Walmart. And now they're, of course, increasing the requirements on greeters at Walmart to where they have to lift 50 pounds and all that stuff. They're trying to phase out the old people. And anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're all fresh out of time. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where's Fred?
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. Cal, can you give us a little update on Watch Out for What You Say?
Yeah, I'll just summarize here. An old guy in Walmart working as a greeter said that he was unhappy because he was being discriminated against in the workplace by all of his coworkers who called him the old man and the old food guy. He said, yeah, people at home call me the old man. That's true. At home, they can get away with it. But in the workplace, that is old age discrimination, and I do not like it. And so I want to do something about it. Denise said case and the plaintiff won.
Yes, I did.
Todd said case and Walmart settled without making it go to trial. Is that, do I have that summarized correctly?
That's pretty, yes, that's a great guess.
Todd, by the way, put 5 points on the line. Denise put 2 points on the line.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so let's first off get the easy part out of the way. Is this a case or not a case? And the answer is... Yes, it is a case.
And I want to tell everybody out there that Cal tried to fool me. He came in and said, did you put 5 points at risk, Denise? Like he wanted me to lose those 5 points?
No, I just wanted to confirm because I once I know what you said in my score sheet, I write down the record the information. So I'll make sure I got
it
right.
It freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, so now I wanted to get you thinking. Now, Mr. Kunin, you said that the Walmart settled this case. Is that correct? That was your response?
Yes, yes. Something settled to the satisfaction of the plaintiff, but it didn't actually end up going to court. Did we? No, but so based upon that...
You got 2.5. You got 3 points. Because you risked 5, that's 2.5. If you got it half right, you get 2.5 points. That's what it all comes down to.
Actually.
And Denise gets 4 points.
Okay. You know, there's an ethical side of me here.
But wait, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
The elderly gentleman in question, who was most concerned about old people, was awarded 150,000 pieces of paper with an old man's portrait on it, specifically George Washington. That's right. He got $150,000.
Wow.
For people calling him the old man at work. I got to go to work for Walmart.
Well, that's why Walmart turned to phase out the old guys then.
Well, actually, they just don't think they're being... Walmart's trying to... If I understand this correctly, I read the release, and, you know, they have all these... Oh, yeah, but, you know, all these flowery reasons. But, you know, people in wheelchairs, working as greeters, handicapped people. I just think Walmart says we're not getting any productivity out of those people, and we've got to get... Everybody there has got to be able to work, stock shelves and so on. But they basically have decided, at least... And they haven't changed this policy that I know of. This is fairly recent, that they're eliminating most of the old people, the handicapped people, those people that cannot lift 50 pounds and stay on their feet all day.
That makes me upset a little bit because that was part of what I really liked going to Walmart. You know, you have to grit your teeth sometimes to go there.
What do you mean sometimes? You obviously have not been to the Walmart in Willows, California.
I have not. I will tell you that. I like the greeters.
Yeah. The only thing I can say about that policy and why I would agree with that is I wonder how many claims they had filed against them from folks that couldn't lift over 50 pounds. In addition to their greeter duties, they decided to go help somebody out here, you know, help somebody out there, and now you've got a work comp claim because they tried to do something in excess of their ability to lift.
Well, I'll tell you, in all candor, I believe that the opposite is true. I believe that most people, for example, if you were a cerebral palsy person and you were in a wheelchair, just as an example, let's say, where else are you going to get a job?
That's
I think
true.
Most of these people were thankful to have an opportunity to be productive and to collect a paycheck.
Yes.
Right? And the people that greet at Walmart were not just, hi, how are you? They're looking. They're security people. They're alerting
they
to see if you come in. I mean, they really are, you know, soft security, as they call them.
Right.
A soft asset. And so I was surprised when I saw it because I felt like there's going to be some backlash from this. And there has been.
And there should be.
Did you call them a soft asset?
Yes.
Not a half.
Not a half-assed debt, but a soft asset.
Okay. Okay. So let's go to the points here because there's an ethical side of me that that...
Well, I mean, really, you should get zero because it's half and half.
Well, that's what I said, is if I get... Because the deal for this one was, whatever you put up, you would also lose that amount. So whatever I gained by virtue of putting up 5 points, I would have lost that because I lost the second half. So really, technically, shouldn't I just stay at 16?
Yeah.
You should, but... I'm a nice guy.
Okay, but because...
Oh, so what'd you give him? You gave him 5?
I gave him 3.
3 points.
3. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm at 19.
Yeah, so Todd,
okay, cool.
Todd is at 19
okay,
points, and
good.
Denise is at 31.
You know what this means, right?
It means you're going
to
win.
I should always try to lose. No!
Yes.
I should always go out there and try to lose.
Well, that,
when I'm a loser, I'm a winner.
that, ladies and gentlemen, is our case or no case, and we will have another case next hour on Radio Law Talk.
For Denise, it's called, okay, this is going to be a, this is going to be a pop culture reference, a movie reference. If I said Denise is suffering from the Brewster's Millions effect,
oh,
do you know
yeah,
what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah.
Remember that show, Brewster's Millions?
I do.
It was Richard Pryor got all this money, and the deal was he had to spend all of the money in a certain amount of time, and if he did, then he got a boatload of money, and if he didn't, then he got nothing, and the problem was he couldn't tell anybody, and so his friends all ended up helping him spend the money, but they invested it, and he started making money on the investments, and he's like, no, I got to be broke by the end of this. So it's the Brewster's Millions.
What
effect.
A great premise.
Was that with the two older gentlemen that were like?
No, that was.
Man, see, I'm not so good at
the
this
two.
Stuff.
Oh, that was.
Oh, that was with Eddie Murphy.
That was with Eddie Murphy,
yes.
Trading Places.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, we don't have time to really get into one, do we? I hear the music of Fadage.
No, I don't think we have time to get into any case.
But you can do something, though.
I'm thinking we should talk about the Jussie Smollett.
Let's do that.
Case. I think we have a lot of things that have happened publicly in that case, and a lot of people are scratching their heads, right?
And it would be something I'd like you to be the judges about, because there's a lot of questions I have about this thing, and I want you both to adjudicate this in your mind, because there's so many angles on that, right?
I love that idea, Cal. Okay, stay with us and tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and of course you're doing so on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And if you stay there, we'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit ConcussionMedicalClinic.com to schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, service, don't forget to Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Saying he's not kidding around, President Donald Trump tells reporters he may close the southern border with Mexico next week if they don't take action to halt illegal immigration. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN he supports the president.
And if we've done everything that we have up to this point, and as Secretary Nielsen has said, it's a crisis that it's overrun. So we've got to change the strategy, and I think this is the right way to go.
The president says it could include all trade with Mexico. British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered her third major defeat Friday on plans to leave the European Union, with lawmakers rejecting it in a 344-286 vote. Though smaller than the previous two losses, the vote spells continued uncertainty and turmoil for Britain and Europe. The Prime Minister, who even offered to resign in exchange for lawmaker support, pleaded in vain with the House of Commons before the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk.
Now back to the show. Here are Todd and Denise. I thought I had some music there, but I didn't. Man, I just had a rough break this time. My bad. Hello there. I'm back to the show.
And that's why he's always an Emmy.
almost an Emmy Award winner, but not
there
even
we go.
Close that time. Let me play one more bumper just to get us back in the mood.
Radio Law Talk.
How's that marina sauce going there, Denise?
And, you know, the funny thing is I just did that again at home, and my family laughed. I do not know what it is.
But I think last week Fred had one. What was it? I'm trying to remember what it was, but he had one where he said them backwards, and it was just like, it was hilarious, but oh well.
I love it when you do that. I do. I love it. I don't like it so much when I do it, but.
It's gobbledygook. That's what it was. Instead of saying, oh, this gobbledygook, it was, oh, this gobbledygook came here.
Well, speaking of gobbledygook,
yes.
Let's talk about Jussie Smollett.
Oh, brother.
Do you want to set this one up, Todd, and
sure.
Kind of give a background?
Sure, sure. So Jussie Smollett, for those of you that have been living in a cave under a rock or on the lost island that continually moves around and just came out, Smollett, a couple months ago, claimed that he was the victim of a hate crime. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he decided when he finally got back into Chicago after traveling and getting ready to do more shoots for the Empire TV show that he was a cast member of and still is, he was hungry and decided to go to a 24-hour Subway shop to get a sandwich, and on his way back said he was attacked by two individuals, one of whom at least was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and that they referred to him as Hey Empire, referred to his sexual orientation. He's African American. He's open. Is MAGA country, in reference to Make America Great Again.
Obviously, they weren't familiar with Chicago.
Which wasn't MAGA country in the electorate, but beside the point.
Exactly.
And they said he said that they roughed him up, hit him, poured an unknown substance that turned out to be bleach on him, and put a rope around his neck that had been tied up to look like a noose, a hangman's noose. This was reported. He was interviewed. A lot of support went out to him. A lot of Make America Great stuff went out.
Anti-racism and also racism kind of rose, those divisions rose up to the surface.
And all of that happened. However, during the course of the investigation, the Chicago Police Department, the story didn't quite pan out, what he said, and at one point it shifted to where Mr. Smollett was no longer viewed as a victim. He was now a person of interest, and what happened was, through video surveillance, they were able to identify the two perpetrators who actually happened to be African-American acquaintances of Mr. Smollett. They were able to determine one of them was a personal trainer of his, another was a friend of the personal trainer, and who
a brother,
also, a brother who had also been in a couple of episodes as an extra of the show that he was in. And the long and short of it is, Mr. Smollett was arrested on one count and then later indicted on 16 counts of false report, fraud, what have you.
Which could have been a little bit of overkill.
It could have been. It could have been.
That's a lot of counts.
That is. And, you know, he was arraigned. He posted, the bail was set at $100,000, of which he had to come up with 10. And he was released on bond. And
he was suspended from his Empire show.
He was. They wrote him out of the final two episodes, although that wasn't a judicial determination. That's just what the
creative,
creatively.
That's a social consequence.
And the ratings are way down on the show, by the way. There's a big boycott to the show movement, and the ratings are way down.
Which is a darn shame for everybody else that was on the show.
Well, but,
it is.
You know, that's what happens. You're all part of a team, right?
But here is what happened recently that just took everything, caught everybody out of left field. The case was not supposed to be back on calendar, back before the judge, until sometime in April, based upon the last court appearance first. However, an emergency court appearance was called. No prior notice was given to the mayor's office or the police department as to why this emergency court appearance was called. The state attorney who was prosecuting it showed up and dropped all of the charges against Mr. Smollett.
Right. His only consequence is he loses the $10,000 he paid on the bond, and he is going to have to do community service
hours. Which they claimed he already did.
They said he had already done the community service hours. And so they're saying that what he had already done was tantamount to what they normally would have required in a situation like this that I don't necessarily agree with, and that because that had occurred, it was justified in dropping the suit. This wasn't even a typical deferred entry of judgment where somebody enters a plea, does the requirements, and then comes back and withdraws the plea. It was just a determination. Now, a couple of anomalies here. After this happened, Smollett and his attorneys went public saying, "The truth prevailed. See, I told you, I stuck to our guns. This never happened. We were completely innocent, and this is just..." However, the prosecutor has said...
And the mayor,
but specifically
no,
the prosecutor...
The prosecutor that dismissed the charges
has said, "Oh, I think he's... Basically, I think he's guilty of sin. I think he absolutely did this, but this was an appropriate outcome." So the prosecutor's not exonerating him, although the prosecutor allowed him to follow a course of action which on paper looks like he was completely exonerated.
That's right, and he also threatened to sue.
He did.
That's the other part of this that kind of makes me my blood boil a little bit. Exactly, because I thought, you know what, shut your mouth here. You just dodged a bullet, because honestly, all of the parties in this, the alleged victim and the alleged perpetrators, they're all co-conspirators, guys.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, we're looking at there being problems for everybody, and, you know, I just it makes me upset that he took that.
Here's another issue, and I could be wrong about this, but my understanding is that within the court system, all records of this case have been expunged.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and that was...
It's as if it never happened.
That was shocking to the clerk.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
And this is interesting because I remember when I was a DA, you'd always get people that kind of joke around and say, you know, somebody comes in, are you the DA in the case? Yeah, how much would it cost to have you lose my file? Ha, 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 as if that would go away. Well, no, if you're, for your case to go away, the DA's got to lose your file, you have to lose your file, the police have to lose their file in their database of the arrest, and the court has to lose their file. All that stuff has to happen. Well, all that stuff, with the exception of the police department, who made their report public, that is happening.
It did happen, yeah.
Which is shocking. Now,
yeah, these aren't allegations, folks. These are like, this is the facts as it played out.
Now, he's not out of the woods. I mean, so you had this incident that happened. What often gets overlooked is about a week prior to this incident, an anonymous letter was sent to the producers of the Empire show threatening Mr. Smollett. And it was one of those where somebody had cut out letters from a magazine and
cut and paste kind of a
paste
job.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that was sent to him. Well, that case has been referred to the FBI because that's a federal offense to send a threatening offense like that. That is still being investigated by the FBI.
It's two different crimes, actually. It's mail fraud, because if it was done by Smollett himself, that's fraud.
Which they believe it may have been.
Exactly. And the other one is a crime also.
It's just threatening, criminal threats.
Okay.
So that has been referred to the FBI. Also, given the, let's just call it the hinky nature in which this case was dismissed.
The goobly-gop?
The gobbledygook, the goobly-gok. Given all of that, the circumstances surrounding this dismissal are also now being investigated by the FBI under a possible judicial corruption standard. But that is also being investigated by the FBI based upon that. now, I know, Cal, you said you had like a judge-jury question.
I want you to be the judge.
Yes.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel has alleged that he's going to charge Mr. Smollett $130,000 for the cost of the investigation. So now you're the judge. The charges have been dismissed. The record has literally been expunged. When we come back, I want you to tell me, if you were a judge in this case, based on what you know, how you would rule on that.
How much time do we have left?
We got about 30 seconds.
I can already tell you that my gut reaction here is he wouldn't be able to get it as criminal restitution. However, criminal restitution and restitution on a separate and distinct civil action are two separate and distinct things. And
I think his threat was civil. That's my understanding, too.
And in order for him to get that, he's going to have to file a case against him. He can't just say, you owe it to us. But I think that that definitely has legs.
Well, stay with us, because I have a different idea.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To schedule your appointment.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Or Denise Dirks, as it may be today.
Yes.
All right. We were talking about the Smollett case and the circumstances arising out of the allegations in the Smollett case, and then the actual factual things that have occurred recently, including but not limited to the fact that all the state charges were dropped as against him.
Yes. And Cal had his. He wanted us to play judge. And
now, you be the judge. So the question is, Mayor Rahm Emanuel from Chicago has decided that he wants to pursue the investigative costs into this claim that was dismissed against Jesse Smollett. He has two options, doing so criminally and doing so civilly. Apparently, he has decided to take the civil route. And Denise Dirks, Your Honor, I'm Mayor Emanuel. I'm presenting a case. Please, Your Honor, let the city of Chicago at least have some dignity in this travesty of justice.
Okay, so I think it's fairly easy to prove damages in this case. So if the mayor did sue Smollett for recovery, I think he would also have to include the other two co-conspirators. I believe that. And I don't know what Illinois law is. I don't know whether or not they can be jointly and severally liable, where they're all together liable for all of it, or if they're going to actually could partition out the liability on all of them. But the who started the investigation and caused it to be...
So who called 911,
yes, in other exactly.
Words. Yeah,
that okay. would be Smollett. So clearly I think he's by far should be more liable. And
so
I
the judge is not going to ask, well, isn't it true the charges against the client were dismissed?
Well, I'll tell you what, because Denise and I were talking about this. I will, not that I necessarily agree with it, I want to say this, but I will play the part of Smollett's attorney arguing why damages should not be sought. So
Excellent.
Go ahead.
You're
so
the
why,
judge,
don't we do,
Denise,
why don't we do this? Denise, you go ahead and say why they should. And all of the evidence why it should happen.
All right.
And then I'll play the part of the opposing and say why damages should not be sought in this case. So
Perfect.
Let's go ahead.
Okay. All right. So it's upside of $130,000. This is a big chunk of change.
Yep.
And they reacted fairly quickly and fairly strongly to start an investigation because the allegations were so heinous. I mean, if you're putting a noose around an African-American's neck and leaving him in that shape, that says a lot. That's super, super, super.
And it was also very public. It was a very public thing involving a relatively high, I mean, it wasn't super high-profile guy, but a fairly high-profile actor.
Right, and because it is a high-profile actor, of course the police are going to jump in right away and really try to do justice in the case. And this is exactly the type of situation where the police don't have a say to what the district attorney does or the state prosecutor does. They get to do the case and do the investigation, and they pay out through the nose for that, but they don't always get to decide if the case is going to go to fruition.
And when you say pay out, meaning they invest time and human capital and everything that they do in investigating the case, paperwork, reports, everything. Right.
Everything. They also have to subpoena things, so they have to pay costs of different things. They have to should get warrants issued, and they have to, you know, there's a lot of things that includes other kind of costs that are third-party type
video.
Costs.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah,
so the civil case is warranted here, and the mayor is, in my opinion, justifiably angry about this because it tarnishes his city, and the mayor deserves to get the costs back, and we need to make a point of this so that there aren't false claims being made in the future. So we need to get this publicly out there.
Okay, that's Denise's argument.
Okay.
Mr. Kiernan, what is your rebuttal?
So the rebuttal would be severalfold. I'm going to start out with, what does an individual who is actually found guilty of the charged offense have to pay? They have to pay a fine. Sometimes they have to pay statutorily set restitution that in most cases is usually capped at $10,000. And that is a restitution amount. And criminal cases have within it the seeking of restitution very rarely, if ever, is a criminal defendant who is found guilty of the offense tagged with paying for the entire cost of the investigation and restitution. That's a taxpayer function. It's what you're hired to do. A lot of the man hours or person hours spent are hours that, I mean, it's not like they had to bring in separate people in most cases that they would not have otherwise having to be paid to
They're
do
already
their job.
On the clock.
They're already on the clock. So that is one. The first is you are deviating here to try to stick it to a guy who had the case dismissed, seeking restitution above and beyond what you would have sought against somebody who was actually convicted of the charged offense. That's one. Two.
Let me get the response from Denise. Is it true then that you're charging that this was a fraudulent act on the part of Mr. Smollett and his crew, and therefore steps outside the normal purview of a regular defendant somehow?
Yes. Even though he's already forfeited the $10,000, that's a criminal matter. I'm pursuing him civilly, and that's a different issue. We have different damages when we have civil rights. And in this particular case, not only did he make false representations, that he also got unjust enrichment because he got publicity out of it. He was thinking he's going to ingest, you know, enrich his career. I mean, there was a lot of things he did. So the damages are directly as against the city because we have paid $130,000 for this investigation. It should have been right away if he had been honest with us. We would not have done that investigation. So he has to pay.
Okay, so the response I have to that is it's very rare for any city to prove or to show that they have ever gone after anyone who's been acquitted for damages after the fact. This would appear to be a discriminatory case filed by the city. The second thing is that because it was a felony case that was dismissed, a felony case can be dismissed and always is allowed to be refiled. They get more than one bite at the apple. Two bites at the apple. You can dismiss a felony case and redo it. You can only get one bite at the apple with a misdemeanor case. And because there's still the possibility, theoretically, of refiling of charges, you're putting my client in a position where still anything he says can be used against him in terms of a defense. But I want to go to a different aspect here, and this deals with the issue of agency. Okay? Now, admittedly, the police department cannot make decisions for what the prosecutor's office does or does not do. However, the prosecutor's office is still an agent for the state of Illinois and arguably an agent for the city of Chicago to the extent that they have been charged with prosecuting cases that occur within that jurisdiction. When this case was dismissed, the $10,000 that had been put up for bond was agreed by the prosecutor to be the restitution amount because it was stated that that would go to the city. So you invested this prosecutor with agency. You might not like the way the prosecutor handled this, but the prosecutor was the one that had the authority to speak on behalf of the city and of the state to resolve a case and to accept an amount that would satisfy restitution damages.
Well, the $10,000 was a fine and not restitution, but otherwise, I think, Mr. Cuden, you make a valid point. Denise?
So you told me I was the judge, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I could say Denise wins and make it easy, but I don't think I do, to be honest. I think that if I was a judge in here, I would say, look, the mayor is of the city. The city didn't necessarily put out all the money. This was a state prosecution. State should have been plaintiff. Mayor loses.
But also, don't you think the state should have talked to the city before they dropped the charges? Don't you? I mean, this whole thing has a certain shady...
In
a high-profile case?
Let me tell you as a prosecutor,
yeah,
okay?
Tell me.
If I knew that the police had investigated a case, and then as a prosecutor made a settlement determination, especially a determination to resolve a case, to dismiss a case, without talking to law enforcement.
High-profile case, by the way.
I mean, it's not worth the infighting between the agencies to do that. And I learned early on that, let's say we get to a preliminary hearing, and I got my witness sitting out there, and I go to and I reach an agreement with the defendant to resolve the case. If I resolve the case and then go out and talk to the cop, he's going to get ticked off that I didn't talk to him and he wasted his morning getting here. If I took the extra step of going to the cop and saying, hey, this guy will plead for a year in custody and all this and this, you get to go home, I know you work graves. Now he's happy and we still resolve the case, I just changed the order. It was bad news for the cops to have to learn about this through the media. They should have been given heads up.
I totally agree with you. I mean, they are partners in this.
Yes.
And stay with us. We'll be back for hour number 3. Todd will be the host that hour, and I'll be sitting back in my usual position as co-host.
And we've got another case or no case and much more coming up on Radio Law Talk right here. Hour 3 is in the book. Hour 2 is in the books. Hour 3 coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.